Hi, everyone. Welcome to the MRP Tech Podcast. This is episode 165. My name is Matt, and this is the weekly podcast discussing everyday tech for everyday people. In last week's episode, I spent the episode talking about mobile device management on iOS. Because I'm involved with this new project with my business, in which we are getting grant funding to receive a set of iPads for my organization to use as digital music readers. And I started looking into how I wanted to manage all of these devices so that they would be secure, that they would last for years, and that this grant money would be used appropriately. So last week I took a look and I talked about all of the different services out there for mobile device management, the top 10 or so that you find, how you have to often have to pay a subscription fee per device, usually $3 to $8 for these devices, and how I didn't want to do that. And then I found a solution. I sort of talked myself out of the mobile device management side of it and just decided to rely on something called Apple Configurator 2. Well, things turned real quick for me last week. I was supposed to meet on the 20th of November with a foundation that was supplying the first round of funding. And the person that I was meeting with couldn't make it that day. And they said, I can't meet you until mid-December. And I just happened to have I was off from work one day because of a snowstorm that came through, but it was later on in the afternoon and the roads were clear, and I happened to throw it out, hey, well, we could meet today. Well, that was last Tuesday, a week ago now, and we met with them and I received the funding, and immediately we went up and we purchased five iPad Pros, the 12.9-inch, and we got the OtterBox Defender series cases for them. And we also, with this money, we were able to purchase these AirTurn Duo 200s, which are basically page turners. They're foot pedals that you can turn if you're using as a music reader. You can use that to turn the music pages as you're playing. And so, basically, the way it all worked out, I had done my research, and the organization that we're working with to get the iPads was able to get us super discounted rates, which is not normally the case. It just happens to be the right time of year for that. And so we ended up saving a bunch of money along this whole process, which is great because we want to extend that grant funding as far as possible. So I really needed to pull this all together really quickly because things started happening that I wasn't really ready for. So I had been looking into Apple Configurator, and it seemed like it was everything that I needed to do, and then everything that I needed for these iPads. The thing that you could do, you plug the iPads into the computers, you can update them immediately, you can put them in supervised mode, you can set the home screen, you can set sort of permissions as far as what's allowed on the iPads. It was really great. But it was missing a few key things. And so after some sort of experimentation, we needed to be able to have these other things that just weren't available. So I'm going to take a step back and sort of tell you the introduction to this whole process now. Last week I talked about having to apply for the volume purchase program for Apple. In order to do that, you needed a DUNS number for your business, which I applied for and took 24 hours to get the DUNS number. And then I immediately applied for the Apple Volume Purchase Program. Now, when I did that, it said it took up to 24 to 48 hours for the DUNS number to be put in the system and for Apple to receive it on their end. And so I could not sign up for the volume purchase program all weekend long. And basically what happened next is when I could sign up for the volume purchase program, my information was not registering at all. I was putting my business name in, the DUNS number, and it wasn't registering. And there was no information from the provider of this number on how to input it. So all of a sudden I started experimenting with business name, last name first name last, that type of thing, switching around. And ultimately, it was just my name and the DUNS number, and I had no information to that. So once I applied for the volume purchase program, then I had to wait 3 to 5 more days for them to receive my information, for them to verify it, and then for them to give a phone call to call me personally to make sure, for security reasons, that I actually exist and that this is a real business. And so this was on a Monday when I signed up, and Tuesday is when I received the grant funding. And immediately, I think I was on Wednesday, I actually ended up calling Apple and asking a representative if I could verify over the phone, because things were happening very fast. So they actually did that for me, and I was pleasantly surprised. They got a hold of a volume purchasing representative, and they asked me the questions that they needed to verify, and then my account was active. So when your account is active, you're given an Apple Business account, and it's like an Apple ID, but it's a little different. You can't use your Apple ID that you've had for years. You have to create a new one with a new email address specifically for this. So it was a little bit of a few bumps in the road, because I had prepared a specific Apple ID for all of this ahead of time, thinking that was the right thing to do. Well, in which case it wasn't. So now I basically have a dead Apple ID that was never used, and I created a new one. No big deal. So I started configuring these iPads, and it was very easy with Apple Configurator, put them in the supervised mode, and there was some great features with it. You could set the lock screen and home screens from this software. So let's say you wanted a specific enterprise image on the lock screen and home screen, you could do that and lock it down so that it can't be changed. Basically, it's supervising a device gives you more permissions to be able to keep that device secure, make sure whoever's using it can't make changes or say reset the device, that type of thing. But it also is very free and flexible to be able to allow users to do what you would like them to do. So in my case, I want to lock down the devices, but I don't want them so locked down that the users can't do anything with them. I just want a few things to be secured. So ran into a couple of issues right away, and I kept having to sort of reset the iPad with Apple Configurator because I didn't know the process of what I needed to do. And it's very easy to connect the volume purchase program to it, and it uses a token to, basically to communicate with the Apple servers to know that this one piece of software is what you'll be using. So I went into the Apple Business Manager, and through the Apple Business Manager, you're able to basically purchase licenses in bulk for however many devices you have. Now, I was fully expecting the whole time to get discounted rates with the volume purchase program. That's what's advertised. That's what's talked about. I logged in and everything was listed as full price. And I had researched and I had looked up that if you purchase more than 20 apps, you get a discounted rate. Well, it turns out that's the educational discount. And for businesses, there is no discounted rate for basically having bulk iPads, iPad applications purchased. So that was a little disappointing. So I tried to call Apple and see if they could switch my account to an educational account so that I could get the discounted rates. Again, we're grant funded, so we wanted to be able to get those educational rates. Well, in order to be an educational discount, you need to be an accredited institution, which we're not a school, we are a business, so it made sense. They did offer me a way to be able to switch this account to what could possibly be an educational discount, but it would require me to drive to an Apple store 3 hours away, and it wasn't set in a done deal, and it would have taken 3 weeks to do it. So we kept the business account what it was for the time being. From there, It was little things that sort of got in my way. I had only taken one iPad out of the box because I really wanted to get things working on that in particular before I started pushing out to all the other devices. The idea behind this is once I got it set up, I got it set up fairly easily, and I sort of set it up the way that I would expect it, that I would use it, and I started experimenting with a few things and trying to see what a user would try to get into, and there were some features that I wanted to be able to use if necessary. Now, you can't, when you set a device in supervised mode, you don't sign in with an Apple ID. In fact, it's grayed out, and so what happens is things like Find My iPad or Find My Device, whatever you want to call it, is disabled. So let's say the iPad was stolen or lost. Well, I wouldn't be able to find where its location was like you could going into iCloud. So I was a little concerned about that. Now, the mobile device management software that's out there, all those third-party services, when you're paying those subscriptions per month, you get those features that you can lock a device, you can wipe a device, you can reset a device, you can reset the passcode on devices using those third-party software that's attached to your Apple account. But in my case, I don't have the funding to spend $3 to $8 a month on these devices. So what I did is I called Apple support again, and I spent many hours this week on Apple support. And I was just kind of explaining my situation, what I wanted to do. And the person on the phone said, well, you know what? You sounds like you really need a mobile device management service. And I explained to them I didn't want to pay the monthly rates for those third-party softwares. And they said over the phone, did you know that Apple provides a mobile device management service? And I have asked Apple experts at Apple stores. I've asked at Apple representatives at, say, Best Buy. I've talked to the Geek Squad. I've looked online. And nowhere did I really find any information about an Apple mobile device management service. So he said, have you heard of this thing called Profile Manager? And I said, no, tell me about it. It's Apple's home-brewed mobile device management service that's called Profile Manager. And it's everything you need. It's a one-time fee of $20. And you download an application called macOS Server on your computer. You get it up and running, and you're off to the races. I said, great. That's perfect. This is exactly what I need. Thank you very much. I hung up the phone, and immediately I tried to download macOS Server for my computer. Now, I'm running 10.14, the Mojave operating system, so it's not the latest, but it's last year's OS. And I couldn't see in the Mac App Store how to download this server, and the download button was grayed out. And I had to look around a little bit, and then I saw the text that says, you must upgrade to macOS 10.15 in order to purchase this. So I hit another roadblock, and I was like, are you kidding me? The fact that I need to upgrade to macOS 10.15 in order to download an application for my computer. There must be a way to get an older version of macOS OS X server for 10.14. And the funny thing was, there's no information online about it. So I call Apple support again. And for the first 5 or 10 minutes of the phone call, I'm sorry, there's no way you can do this without the latest operating system. And I explained on the phone, I said, okay, so here's the thing. I'm using last year's operating system, 10.14. I am using other software that is designed for 10.14 that has not been updated yet for 10.15. So if I were to upgrade my OS, I'm going to lose my sound system software, my audio and video editing software, my connection to my iPad, using remote access where I can run my sound system with my iPad. So I cannot physically upgrade without breaking my entire business plan. And when I said that, I put it on the phone. He said, "Oh, hold on. Let me put you on hold." So put me on hold. And he came back and he said, "You know what? We found a solution for you. Here's what you need to do. If you have another Mac on 10.15, log into the Mac App Store with your Apple ID, purchase the OS X server, then go back to your old computer running 10.14, and you'll be able to download the older version of it." And luckily, that is what I did. And I had basically a brand new Mac Mini in our technology club room. I had to actually upgrade the operating system on that computer. There's no reason why I couldn't. It's not being used for anything where I needed to be on the old operating system. I upgraded it, signed in on the App Store with my personal Mac ID or Apple ID, bought the OS X server software for $20, came back to my computer. Took me a minute to find out how to download the older version. The older version immediately downloaded, and all this, I set up Mac OS server, which I've called it different names, and I'm sorry, this is just kind of from memory. It is Mac OS server is the name of it. Downloaded it, configured it for my business account. Within minutes, I'm up and running with Profile Manager. Profile Manager is a web-based application where you can manage all of your devices. So there is almost no documentation for it at all. There is some, but basically it does everything that you would need to manage large amounts of devices. You can make device groups. You can manage all your single devices. You can push apps to certain devices based off the groups. You can set certain security settings. You can remotely shut down devices. You can lock them. You can report them in lost mode. When they are lost in lost mode, then you can see their location. So there is so many different things that you can do with Profile Manager. Now, Profile Manager has some terrible reviews. It's only like a 2-star piece of software. It's very limited to what you can do with it, but it's everything that I needed to manage iOS devices, tvOS devices, Mac computers, anything Apple, basically. So you can manage settings and policies. You can distribute configuration profiles. Basically, you make a profile of all these settings that you want on particular devices, and you push it to the iPad remotely. They don't need to be on the same network. You can have the devices anywhere, and as long as the server's up and running, the devices will get the updates. Everything else is pretty easy and easygoing. I called Apple support, I don't know, 20 times this past week, just trying to learn the software. It was a learning curve. And how do I connect the volume purchase apps to Profile Manager? I had to reset this first iPad, I don't know how many times, just to get everything to work. It turns out you have to use Apple Configurator to set up the iPad in supervised mode. And then you go into this other piece of software to basically manage it. So you're actually using two pieces of software that don't work well together to get it. Now, I ran into the problem where I tried to do a couple things on Apple Configurator and a couple things in Profile Manager, and they don't play nicely together. That token relationship to the volume purchase store is what caused a lot of problems. And basically, it was something that I was expecting them all to work together, and they weren't. So after several phone calls with Apple support, it worked out. So remote lock and wipe is a big thing for me. There's so many different configurations that you can set. Now, the thing that I don't like about Profile Manager, it doesn't have some of the features that I would have expected, like the lock and home screen setting and a few things that were in Apple Configurator that worked great, but you can't use Apple Configurator, you have to use Profile Manager. So I would expect all those features to be in there because they almost look identical. So I can see why the software has bad reviews, but for what I needed to do, it actually is working excellent. I was able to set up 5 iPads exactly the same way. There's a lot more hands-on work than I expected because I really wanted to pre-configure everything. So there were some things that I needed to do instead of pre-configuring the home screen, app screen, whatever you want to call it. I couldn't do that. So I had to go in every device and set up all the apps the way that I wanted it to and everything like that. But as far as settings, you know, Wi-Fi profiles, Bluetooth settings, all those different things, you can set those all up in Profile Manager. It was actually great because I have a Google Calendar that I have performance schedules on. I can actually put that in Profile Manager, and all of the iPads have it in iCalendar app. So I can set it so it shows up right on the home screen for them when the next event is. It's really been a worthwhile effort to get over this learning curve for the last week. Now, besides the fact of the software being the biggest piece of crap I have ever seen in my entire life, the Apple support team has been phenomenal. There was a couple people that were listening into my Apple support conversations, and after I got off the phone, they're like, wow, I don't think anybody I've ever talked to on support has ever been that knowledgeable about a piece of software. And they're right. They're all over it. They know the ins and outs of the software. They know its limitations. They know what it does, what it doesn't do. And they know exactly, if you're running into a problem, what might be causing the problem and how to fix it. So the Apple Enterprise support has been absolutely a lifesaver this past week. And professional, I can't speak highly enough of how professional they've acted on the phone. Friendly, in good tones and spirits. Every other, you know, support call that I've called, having trouble understanding someone speaking, or having a person who is working from home on a Friday night who just is anxious to get off the phone with you, didn't have any of that with Apple support, the enterprise support. It was fantastic. So I have to say, this whole process would not have been possible without the idea of someone at Apple helping me through, basically holding my hand through the process. And look, I'm a smart person and I figured out most of it, but there was a couple of things here and there, and they would say, okay, hold on. I see where you're going with this, but you really need to do this first. And there was no documentation really that I could find on what to do. And I may have been in a little hurry too, so I was trying to get it going myself. So really, I got the iPads on a Tuesday, and it wasn't until the weekend where I finally had everything sort of worked out. All the problems that I ran into, we had resolutions for by the weekend. I was going to record a show last Friday, but I was still trying to troubleshoot one more thing, and it didn't get fixed until the weekend. So that's why the show is coming out today. So the reason why I'm bringing this up on the show is just kind of because I wanted to talk about last week's show was mobile device management. There is an Apple solution that costs $20 one time, and it works for small businesses, and it scales up to businesses with 1,000 devices. So it as difficult as some things were, it really does work very well. So I'm going to keep experimenting with it. I think this is the solution I was looking for. Maybe it will help some of you out there. I'm really hoping that it does. If anybody is interested in device management for iOS, even if you have 5 devices or 4 devices or whatever, you can put them all into Profile Manager. It's just a lot of setup, like a lot of you have to apply for this account, you have to get it approved. In order to do that, you need to have 4 different other things to be able to get that approved. So it was just a lot of work, and it seemed like every time I had needed to do something, I had to go one step backwards. And so if there was like a step-by-step documented list on how you would do this, you know, it would be so much easier. Just a recommendation, for all those people who work at Apple that listen to my show. So All right, that's going to do it for this week. I want to remind everybody to go over to podnuts.com and check out all the other shows on the Podnuts Network. Thanks to Door-to-Door Geek for posting this show and all the other shows that I turn in. And thanks to all of you for listening to this show. I really appreciate all of it. You're welcome to email me anytime, mrptechreviews@gmail.com. Say hello, tell me what you do, and tell me where you're from. It doesn't even have to be a tech question. Just say you listen to the show, and I'd be happy to send you a thank you email. That's going to do it for this week. Thanks so much for listening. We will see you next time.